This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, Ian here.
And Johnson.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. More on the shooter in Orlando, Omar Mateen. More information is coming to light, but what is the truth about him? Is it that he's actually a gay guy who was attending the club that he shot up for years? Maybe being rejected by some of the patrons in the club? Or was he a gay-hating ISIS member? Well, it's starting to look like that maybe the whole official story has some holes in it. And so you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. Maybe he pretended to hate gay people because his father expected that of him, given that his father believed he hated gay people.
Right.
Maybe that was sort of one of those things that he was in a gay-hating family and he was born gay, and so he tried to keep that bottled up, keep it inside, never came out to his parents. And that ultimately, that plus the frustration of being rejected at this club, maybe led him down a path of insanity. Johnson, you were even watching a video of the man's household.
And he had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles stuff around. Clearly insane if he liked those new movies.
Oh, he had the stuff from the new movies?
No, I didn't really see.
I haven't seen them. Have you?
I've only seen one of them, and it was it's one of the few movies I've turned off.
Wow.
Yeah.
That bad?
Yeah, it was really bad.
You mean the one, the Michael Bay one, the new one?
Well, there's two new Michael Bay ones, but yeah.
All right, so let's continue. We'll go to your calls and thoughts. Rico is on the line in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to K-Talks. Rico. We got Rico in Nevada? Rico going once? Maybe I don't have the right name here. Someone calling from Nevada.
Yeah, someone is on the line.
I do.
Just talk.
Yep, I do.
Everyone, if you're on right now, just say something.
Maybe he butt dialed. I don't know. Hello?
Oh, no, he's trying to speak. There's something wrong with your phone.
Yep, and he's gone. Okay. Well, you know what? If there's technical difficulties, you're always welcome to call us back here. So do give us another try. Maybe he went into a bad cell. Let's go, in the meantime, to Skype, where we've got Socrates on the line in Nashua. Socrates, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson.
Hey, guys. I have a couple clarifications and observations.
Sure.
Now, I do think that perhaps neither of you are correct, if this is true. Now, the intelligence reports that I've heard through the grapevine is that, A, this guy was questioned by the FBI in the past, and B, he visited Saudi Arabia. Now, can both of you guys say that you've heard the same thing?
I've heard that he was talked to, or rather investigated by the FBI at least twice in the past. I had not heard about Saudi Arabia, but that doesn't mean that he didn't. I have not been digging through every report about this.
Ian and I are in the same boat on that one.
Okay. Well, then, I would like to point to the 1992 World Trade Center bombing. I mean, if this kind of does seem reminiscent of what kind of came out after the fact in 1992, for people that don't know, right, there was a lone, crazy, homegrown terrorist, right, that went and tried to bomb the basement of the World Trade Center to blow it up. Now, the interesting thing about this situation, and this isn't a conspiracy theory, is that the FBI actually coaxed him into doing it. And I mean coaxed by giving him bomb-making materials, telling him where to go, giving him a truck to drive into, and then stopping him so they could try to stop him at the last seconds. Now, if you're getting questioned twice by the FBI, and then you go on to shoot 50 people, the odds of this happening, to say like, oh yeah, the intelligence reports said something different. So I don't know if he was an asset, but if he went to Saudi Arabia, there's that kind of to me says that's a red flag.
Wait, when you say asset, you mean for the federal government?
Yeah, an asset in the same way that the Boston bombing brothers, the Zarnov twins, right, were told by the Russian government to the U.S. officials ahead of time. They're saying, hey, do you know those guys are agents for whatever homegrown terrorist group they are? And the U.S. is like, what? Shut up. Right? And this kind of ignored it. The idea that they didn't know who they were is always a joke. It seems to me, in this specific situation, if they went to Saudi Arabia, just like these Zarnov brothers went to Chechnya, then I do see a parallel that's just, to me, tells me that neither of these official stories are true. He seems to be like a kid that was likely gotten the wrong situation, got driven into this ISIS scenario, and we have no idea if he was drugged. Maybe if he was drugged, or if he was just purely pushed to the point of insanity. But either way, it seems like the FBI and the government knew who it was, and they let him do it.
Well, whether they let him do it or not is another question. Obviously, you don't know someone's going to commit an act like this until they actually commit it. And as far as him being a member of ISIS, the antiwar.com report that we're sharing here says that some of these reports suggest he had no more than a tenuous grasp on the very Islamist fashions that he claimed loyalty to, and had at different times claimed to be affiliated with wildly different groups. And this would have been in the discussions he had, I think, with the FBI. The reports of him claiming allegiance to ISIS are well known. But ultimately, the FBI says they concluded that his claim of ties to the Sarneos was made up by him, and they believe that he had no more than tenuous ties to...
It was an interesting fact to make up if, you know, his motivations were that he was just a gay guy who was self-loathing.
So are you saying Socrates, that this guy was working for the state?
What it points to is that the state knew who he was, and they do... The patterns go back further. If you go back to the Batman shooter, right? They knew who that guy was as well.
Who's the Batman shooter?
Like, all these match. Batman shooter.
The movie theater guy.
Aurora, Colorado.
The movie theater guy.
In Aurora, Colorado.
Okay.
Obviously, no one actually saw him do the shooting. However, he was found outside of the theater sleeping next to an assault rifle. Just the scenarios that occur when they say, oh yeah, that Batman shooter, by the way, yeah, he happened to be in a DARPA program as well. So he was also known as an asset for some sort of federal agency. Not saying that these things are remotely connected, but what are the odds that these random shooters all have been known by the federal government before they go out and do it? It's just strange.
That is strange. I'll give you that much. Socrates, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Making matters even more confusing, according to antiwar.com, the 2013 interviews the FBI conducted with Mateen were prompted by him claiming to be a member of Hezbollah, which is a totally ideologically opposed faction to either ISIS or Al-Qaeda.
Can I read something real quick?
Yeah.
Just an interjection, because I find this also interesting. Just this dovetails well off of some of what Socrates was saying. The math doesn't add up. So this was something that was making around on some small circles on Facebook, because there are, you know, I know a lot of people who are very pro-gun rights, and they make this interesting point. A man walks into a nightclub with an AR-15, shoots 103 people in under 7 minutes at 2 a.m. The majority of the victims were shot multiple times, some as many as 12 times.
Whoa.
With reports of several dozen rounds fired in the air and several dozen rounds missing. 3 hours later, engages in a gun battle with 9 police officers that lasts nearly an hour. So let me get this straight. One lone shooter in under 7 minutes reloaded his AR-15 30 times with 30 RD magazines in under 7 minutes, firing nearly 1,000 rounds of 2.223 ammunition while in a nightclub surrounded by 320 people, managing to kill and injure one-third of them. Takes a three-hour break, then engages in another gun battle lasting nearly an hour in what was described as a hail of bullets with a SWAT team. Having years and years of experience with AR-15s, it would take me nearly 7 minutes to reload 30 times, let alone having to aim and shoot 1,000 rounds in semi-automatic between... firing dozens of rounds in the air, screaming, Aloha, snack bar, just saying, something doesn't add up.
it would take him 7 minutes to reload 30 times? I mean, if you've got the, if you've got the ammo already loaded
remember
up...
Remember, you also have to fire all those rounds.
True. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Doesn't take... Well, it's interesting.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type BABE33 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code BABE33 at AdamandEve.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype username, lrn.fm. And according to the Orlando Sentinel, Johnson, since you'd asked before, and I wasn't entirely sure, at least four regular customers at the Orlando gay nightclub said they'd seen Omar Mateen there before. Quote, he'd sometimes go over into the corner and sit and drink by himself. Other times he would get so drunk that he was loud and belligerent, said one of the witnesses, Ty Smith. As more details are emerging about this guy. Plus, in another story about his father does say that he did not believe that in the ties to ISIS.
Right.
And the evidence is suggesting here that whatever it was this guy told the FBI showed that he really didn't know what he was talking about. We're talking about Omar Mateen, the
right.
shooter from, or the alleged shooter from Sunday morning in Orlando. In his interviews with the FBI in 2013, he claimed to be a member of Hezbollah, which, according to antiwar.com, is a totally ideologically opposed faction
right.
to ISIS.
Right.
So apparently he's a opposed faction to ISIS or Al-Qaeda, and indeed a Shiite Muslim group as opposed to the other two, which are both Sunni. That's not in keeping with any of the other ISIS-inspired types who have been publicized in recent years, who at the very least appeared to be somewhat clear on what ISIS is and certainly understood the difference between Sunni and Shia Islam. Reports from people who knew him, whether co-workers, his ex-wife, or fellow clubgoers, all tell some pretty similar stories, presenting Mateen as a man extremely prone to anger and quick to threaten violence at the slightest provocation. There was a story about, I think, a former girlfriend of his claiming that
he was
abusive.
He was planning on being a cop.
Yeah, not a surprise. A lot of cops are very, they're like prone towards abuse as well. So you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. During his time guarding the PGA Village, because he was a security guard by trade.
The Pro Golf Association?
Presumably.
Oh, interesting.
Co-worker Daniel Gilroy said he, quote, talked about killing people all the time, unquote, and was in a state of, quote, just constant anger. His wife, ex-wife, presented him as quick to violence and extremely abusive. Even the Pulse patrons who remembered him said he would drink to excess and, in fact, even at one time pulled a knife on someone for telling a joke about religion. He had to be removed from the club several times. The truth about Mateen is likely far more complicated than anyone realized. His claim of ISIS ties are likely to be self-invented, just as his claim to know the Sarnaev brothers or his claim that he was a member of Hezbollah. Or the real question, and at least the one we may never know for sure, is who exactly was Omar Mateen. That's Jason Ditz writing over at antiwar.com. So, was he a member of ISIS? Sounding less and less likely. Did ISIS claim responsibility for the attack? Yeah, apparently an ISIS-connected account did make those claims, but ultimately, you know, anybody could claim after
right.
the fact that they had something to do with something.
Right.
Any terror group could have claimed responsibility for this.
So, you know, I had brought this up, and I want to just talk a little bit more about these little crazy facts about this. Again, this thing, it was a little post that was making around the internet just talking about the logistics of supposedly what happened with this guy and his firearm. So,
the numbers.
Yeah,
running the numbers
again,
on how many alleged shots versus how many clips he would have to have for it.
So this goes on to say, you know, again,
or magazines.
They talk about this, you know, what happened, you know, around these, you know, the 103 people and whatnot at 2 a.m. He says, so let me get this straight. So one lone shooter in under 7 minutes reloaded his AR-15 30 times with 30 round magazines in under 7 minutes, firing nearly 1,000 rounds of .223 ammunition while in a nightclub surrounded by 320 people, managing to kill and injure one-third of them. Then he takes a three-hour break, then engages in another gun battle lasting nearly an hour in what was described as a hail of bullets with a SWAT team. Having years and years of experience with AR-15s, it would take me nearly 7 minutes to reload 30 times, let alone having time to aim and shoot 1,000 rounds in semi-automatic, in between firing dozens of rounds in the air, screaming, "Aloha, snack bar," just saying. Now, something doesn't add up. Let's not even mention the fact that he managed to have 30 round AR mags loaded and at the ready.
That's a lot of ammunition.
In order to do it in under 7 minutes. If he is holding an ammo can in one hand that weighs 40 pounds and an AR in the other, what was he doing? Reloading and firing with one hand at the same time? either that or he had a tactical vest from hell that he was able to load 30 mags into. Something ain't right, folks.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a lot of magazines to be toting around on one's body. It would be relatively difficult.
I mean, that was supposedly the same case with the guy, with the Batman shooter guy. Is just ridiculously armed.
Hmm.
It just, what?
Now, I guess I haven't seen the timeline on this before. Obviously, we're going based on what this person wrote on the internet.
Sure.
I would be interested in knowing exactly when these things did happen, because I did read that he had gone in and started opening fire in the club at around 2 in the morning.
Right.
So is this guy claiming that it wasn't until 3 hours later when the final shootout actually happened with the police?
I guess so, yeah.
Interesting. If you know more about the timeline here, would love to know more. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But either way, regardless of whether or not he traded a bunch of shots.
That actually makes sense, though, if he was in the club hold up, you know.
Yeah, I suppose so.
So it would take him.
He did have hostages
and all that stuff, yeah.
True. So toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts with us on Omar Mateen. Who was this guy, really?
That was another conspiracy theory that I saw earlier today, was somebody was posting about, like, they had done a Google Maps thing where they showed, you know, the satellite where there was a some sort of a hospital or some sort of x-ray center and then a Dunkin' Donuts and then the club, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they figured out, oh, these people are running, you know, they're carrying someone who's injured towards the club. Oh, the conspiracy. Why would they be carrying someone towards that? And I'm like, and, you know, I just said, guys, really simple. They ran away from the club when the shooting was happening. Mm-hmm. The police showed up to the club, and the people who were injured ran too far away and needed to go back to where the police were staging for medical support.
Sure.
You know, like, but the conspiracies around this are just
ridiculous.
Yeah, flying around.
As they usually are. And it would be fun to hear the conspiracy theories, so maybe we should check on Alex Jones' site and see exactly what...
Hello, friends.
See what the most popular
Obviously,
one is.
Obviously, this is the fault of Michelle Obama, who was at the club because she was a man.
So that's the latest. I don't know. Maybe there's more come out that I haven't heard about yet, but I think the most interesting detail is that this guy was a regular at the club. I think that's the most surprising detail about all this, because it's the one thing that really shoots holes, if you will.
Clearly, he was dejected because he was rejected by Michelle Obama.
He was likely rejected by somebody.
Because apparently, she was busy with Barack.
Apparently, he was a pretty angry guy.
Global conspiracy, friends.
Apparently, he was a pretty angry guy, and that's likely not going to be very attractive to, you know, the nice gay gentleman who might have attended that club.
Yeah.
So, anyway, you can join us here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, Facebook threatening to delete your photos if you don't install their photo app.
What?
Yeah, Facebook's getting pretty ridiculous in their attempts to get people to install their apps.
Wow.
And we'll share that with you also on the way here. Johnson, you've got a story about a doomsday prepper who apparently gunned down his neighbors and the nightmare of inheritance.
Yeah.
All right, I want to hear about that for sure on the way. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Maybe we should cut out the shooting stories. We've had enough of that.
Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed.
Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-750-7109 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-750-7109. That's 800-750-7109. Again, 800-750-7109.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, it's lrn.fm. You're certainly welcome to comment on the shooter, Omar Mateen, in the nightclub story from the weekend with approximately 50 people dead. In a, what is a horrifying mass shooting, there's some big questions as to who this guy really was. What did he really believe? Was he actually a member of ISIS? It's starting to look less and less likely and look more like that he was just an angry gay man.
Right.
An angry cop wannabe gay man who may have hated himself because he was taught that way by his parents. It doesn't sound like his dad was against his anti-gay sentiment, or his dad might have helped foment the idea that being gay was bad. So perhaps he was just a self-hating gay guy who decided to take out his anger on the club patrons that had rebuffed his advances over the last few years. Because it turns out, according to multiple club patrons, at least four of them, they had seen this guy at the club on a regular basis for 3 years.
Right.
So interesting details there. You can share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. You know, you've got a lot of choices when it comes to cryptocurrency wallets, but there's only one that can hold Bitcoin, Ether, and DAO tokens. It's Jax, J-A-X-X. You can get it right now for free at Jax.io or via your favorite app store. Data on the app is stored client-side, so Jax never has access to your funds. That is the company that makes Jax, which is a company called Decentral. You can use it cross-platform, meaning that if you've got Windows, Mac, Linux, Google Android, or iOS, Jax will work for you. There's even browser plugins for Chrome and for Firefox. So super useful, and you can have it everywhere that you are looking on the Internet. You can use it cross-platform, and the sleek design means smooth functionality on your phone or computer. It's super easy to use and easy to back up. So if you lose your phone, no big deal. And you can recover your funds if need be. Plus, Jax's ultimate aim is to build you a digital command center for your life, giving you control over coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more in the palm of your hand. Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. I've got it on my phone. It is super slick. I really like Jax. In fact, we're endorsing it here on Free Talk Live. So let's go and change gears here. We've talked a lot about Omar Mateen and the media and, you know, what's the real story. Of course, the conspiracy theories are already brewing out there about all of this, so you can still comment on any of that. But let's talk briefly about social media, and then we'll talk about the inheritance nightmare story, Johnson, that you wanted to share. Somebody came into a bunch of money, and it didn't really work out as well as they had hoped that it would. First up, though, Facebook now threatening to delete synced photos if you don't download their new photo app. We talked recently on this show about how Facebook was trying to coerce, isn't the right word,
right,
but heavily push in a very inconvenient and annoying manner,
right,
their messaging app. So I found this about a week or so ago when I started.
What is a synced photo?
I'll explain that here in a moment. Let me give you a little bit of background, though, on what Facebook has been doing recently to try to strongly encourage their users to install their
various apps. You're probably going to talk about the chat thing, which is totally different, but yeah.
Well, it is. I mean, it's not that different. It's still Facebook saying, hey, do this or else we're taking away functionality from you. So this is what they're doing here, is they're saying to people on the mobile, if you've got a mobile phone and you go to Facebook.com, you're on their mobile site. If you're on their mobile site and you click on the little message icon that shows you might have a message waiting for you, it then tells you, you need to install Messenger. First, it told you, you'll need to use Messenger soon to get your messages, install it now. And then it would start jumping to the install window over on the App Store for the Messenger. So it would leave your browser and jump right into the install window. And then there was, you know, you had to jump through a few hoops to actually get to your messages. Well, now they've disabled that entirely, as they promised that they would. And now if you click on the message icon, it tries to load the installer for the Messenger program, their own separate program just for messaging. It tries to load that up, and you cannot get access to messages through their mobile site anymore. They've completely deactivated that functionality of their website.
Right.
So they're trying to cram as many people into their messaging app as they possibly can. And I won't do it. So anybody that sends me messages on Facebook now, you're just going to have to wait.
There's a ton of people that won't do it.
Right.
I installed the app immediately.
Did you?
Yeah,
screw that. I uninstalled their apps a couple years ago.
I have the Facebook app, why wouldn't I be okay with the Messenger app?
You know, I got a problem with both of them.
Yeah.
I don't have either one.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
No, what I was telling you is that if you're on the mobile, on the browser.
Right.
If you're on their website in the browser, I don't know anything about the Facebook app because I uninstalled that junk 2 years ago, and I've never been happier since getting rid of it. The Facebook apps are humongous.
Yeah, that's true.
The one Facebook app that I had was like 50 megs, and then it just keeps getting larger once you install it for whatever reason.
Do you know that one of the older, one of the Facebook developers, like of not the current team, but the past team, was a Free Talk Live listener?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was a big fan.
I mean, they've got a big team, I'm sure. There's a lot of people that work
on Facebook. He was like the lead dude.
Oh, wow.
One time, yeah. He's, you know, he's no longer there? Yeah, and he's actually made some splashes on Twitter for some of the things that he's said that are kind of inflammatory about
Facebook?
Not about Facebook, but just about certain things happening in the software development world. I don't even know if he's, I don't think he's, you know, that team was changed. He's not with Facebook anymore. But he's, you know, kind of a known dude.
So you're one of the people who will just go ahead and install a Facebook app, and that's fine. That's your business. But as a user of their website, I resent being told, oh, we're going to cripple this website now. We're going to cripple your online experience unless you download our app. And so that's what one of their recent things they've done. And now, even more recently, story coming from TheVerge.com, they are now deciding the way to convince people to download their new Moments app for photos is by threatening to delete thousands of photos if they don't. The notice has to do with a photo syncing feature that was recently removed from Facebook's main mobile app. Starting in 2012, the core Facebook app, the one you've got, Johnson, was able to automatically upload photos from a phone's local camera.
I never turned that on.
Sure, because you care about privacy to some extent.
Yeah.
Although you've installed their app, so probably not that much. So this feature that you didn't use, a lot of people did. They said, oh, yeah, great. I'd love to sync my phone photos with Facebook. And so automatically, you know, photos are being synced to a folder on Facebook. They were kept there for storage, but also to make it easier to later share them publicly via Facebook. That syncing tool has now been moved out of the core Facebook app and into their new photo app, or I don't know how new it is, but their photo app called Moments. Facebook made it clear this would happen, and in fact, it happened months back, seemingly without much pushback. What Facebook was less clear about was what would happen to the photos that had previously been synced. So any photos you had synced with the old, with the original, the full-on Facebook app, is now they're now under threat. At the time, Facebook mentioned that people would be given the chance to download their pictures in a zip file if they didn't want to move over to Moments. Now, it's clear that that offering is because Facebook intends to completely delete the synced photos if people don't download this new app. Now, this only applies to auto-synced photos, not photos that you've personally chosen to upload. So if you've selected pictures that you want uploaded to Facebook individually, those won't be deleted. But anything.
So it's no big deal. So you just
it's
rethink.
A big deal for some people.
No, not really, because the photos are the photos that they didn't select to go live.
One lady on Twitter said, "Dang, I didn't even know Facebook privately synced 12,000 of my photos, and now they're trying to delete them."
Right, because you didn't even know that they were there, and so they don't want people wasting a bunch of space in their server, dummy. You didn't select to have those photos live, so yeah, of course they should delete them.
Yeah, but don't you have
that
to
makes
choose?
Sense.
Don't you have to choose to auto-sync those photos?
Probably she selected it without even saying she's
probably
yes.
You made the decision not to.
And most people probably just said yes, sure, why not? And they're syncing all the photos on their phone. They don't even know that they're there, and they're not selecting to make them live, so they're up on Facebook's server, completely private. Of course Facebook wants to delete those. And of course, you shouldn't even care because you don't even know that they're there. And you know what? If you don't, if guess what?
If you
want them to be
there,
install the Photos app.
Another damn app from Facebook.
And just resync the photos. Who cares? You're not using them.
The idea is if you install their new app, then you probably wouldn't have to resync the photos. If you install their app, it'll likely go ahead and import all those photos into
it
without you having to do
anything. Without you having to do anything.
But I resent having to continue. If I were to be a Facebook user and I'm only marginally
there's
one at this point,
there's nothing to resent.
I resent them continuing to introduce new apps and demanding that people install them.
Get
it's ridiculous. No, I'm not going
to
use them. I don't have to get used to it.
Okay, well, get
it's
used
free
to
talk live.
They're not going to be the only ones.
Get a pen and get ready for an important announcement. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, OIC Tax can help. Our retired IRS agents, tax attorneys, and CPAs are fighting for you. That's what we do here at OIC Tax. We help you survive after the IRS has come knocking. OIC Tax can help you with IRS hardship programs, offer in compromise, installment agreements, and the preparation of past and current tax returns. OIC Tax offers convenient representation for small businesses, corporations, W-2 wage earners, and even SBA loans in default. So stop waiting. Get a fresh start. Call OIC Tax at 1-800-314-4491 now. Bank levies, wage garnishments, and property seizures can be devastating to your life. OIC Tax has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau and is registered with the IRS as an e-file provider. Let OIC Tax help you. 1-800-314-4491. 1-800-314-4491. That's 1-800-314-4491.
Soil quality determines plant health. Plant health determines animal and human health. 80% of the mineral needs of a plant are calcium-based, with the other 20% representing all the other minerals. The body needs minerals to occur in the same order of priority and ratios as plants in order to cause electrochemical reactions to occur optimally. One of the most important foods to give the body the calcium, phosphorus, and magnesium needed for proper body chemistry is whey protein. Now, add to this the new and improved technological enhancements unique to One World Whey, and you have a recipe to turn on the body's chemistry to making energy again. One World Way's new formula appears to support your body's ability to function in a more youthful manner. People report feeling major improvements in energy and well-being within 20 minutes of taking our new and improved One World Way. These effects last for 4 or more hours. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. With you in studio, it's Ian here.
And Johnson.
That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype into the show. Skype username lrn.fm. Let's talk to Bernard in Kansas City, listening online. Hey, Bernard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I need to say, I don't know that this shooting wasn't because the president, he doesn't want to take over everything, make martial law.
Well, this guy would have been happy to have been part of the martial law. He wanted to be a cop. The shooter, you're talking about the shooter in Orlando. He was a wannabe cop. He tried to be a cop. He ended up being a security guard. He was wearing NYPD t-shirts in multiple social media photos. I mean, this guy would have loved to have been the martial law.
It seems very, very convenient that all this fits so well.
That all of it fits so well?
It seems staged.
It seems what?
Staged.
Oh, staged. Okay, gotcha. So you believe this was some sort of government setup?
Absolutely.
Well, it is interesting what Johnson read earlier with the gun guy saying this is impossible, near to impossible, what the guy did.
I just wonder what the reports are just completely inaccurate. You know?
There's always that possibility, too. Like, how much did this guy shoot? Did he have an accomplice? Because if there was an accomplice, then that would have made more sense as far as the rate of fire, the amount of rounds that were fired. But I suspect that the club in question, Pulse in Orlando, if they're worth half their salt as a club and they've been around as long as they've supposedly been around, they probably have a security system, some sort of security camera system set up in there. So whether or not there was a second gunman will likely be able to be determined relatively quickly by whatever people are conducting the investigation. Of course, if you believe it's all a government conspiracy, then you'll probably never see the video will probably never see the light of day. Bernard, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call. Toll-free number, 855-453. Is that a real accent?
I do not know.
It seemed pretty fake, kind of fakeish.
But his name was Bernard, so maybe very possibly he could have been, you know, some kind of Eastern European.
So you're going to bat for Facebook here, Johnson.
Sure. And I'm also going to go to bat and say that I don't think that this attack, you know, was staged.
Okay, you think it was
that's
the
kind
real
of disgusting.
Deal. My best guess is this guy was a crazy nut job who was taught to hate gay people growing up, ultimately was gay his entire life, taught to hate himself, basically. And because he hated himself, he was never able to really connect with any of the people at this club, thereby being rejected time and time again over the years, becoming even more angry, even more bitter. And so in the same way that the Columbine kids lashed out at the Columbine jocks for making fun of them and teasing them, this guy lashed out at the people that had rebuffed his sexual advances.
You know, there's a new Columbine movie coming out.
No.
Yeah. It's about...
Hollywood movie?
It follows the story of the girl who they asked if she believed in God.
Oh.
And then
is this a Hollywood movie, or is it like a documentary?
It's a Hollywood movie.
Interesting.
Where they asked this girl, you know, Eric Harris and Zoe Klebold asked this girl whether or not she believed in God, and then said, "Where's your God now?" and killed her.
Man, that's amazing that that would happen 20 years later after this thing. So Facebook is saying you better download their new app, another one. This is what, app number 4? I'm losing track of how many damn Facebook.
This is going to be the standard now, man.
No, it's not.
Yes,
where
it
else
is.
Who else is doing this with a zillion damn apps?
Let's look it up. I don't know. Google?
Okay, yeah, I get where you're coming from there. But Google can get away with it. They run the operating system. It comes with the Google apps for the most part.
No, I've got a bazillion Google apps. Let me see. If I search for Google on my phone right now, I've got Google Voice, Google Admin, Google Search, Google Earth, Google Maps, Google Calendar. I've got Google Sheets. I've got Google Docs. I've got Google...
All right, fine. You
I
make
could
a
just
good
keep
point
going.
There. But Google's apps are useful and productive. Facebook's apps are social networking.
That's subjective, sir.
Facebook apps are
That's
for social networking.
That's why I immediately installed their chat app, and why I installed their app, because it's more productive than using the damn browser. It's a pain
no,
to use
Facebook
the browser.
No, Facebook isn't productive at all. You shouldn't have chatting on Facebook anyway, because it's being monitored by the feds. I mean, they can easily get in there, and with a just
except
simple
for the
request,
fact that they turned on encryption for all the WhatsApp now.
Oh, yeah.
Which
you trust
going?
Facebook's encryption?
I don't know.
Sure.
Do you trust Telegram's encryption? Do you trust
no.
the other? Do you trust encryption of any of these cloud?
I trust Telegram more than I do Facebook, yeah, because Telegram was actually apparently created by an anarchist in Russia to keep conversations away from the Russian
say.
Government.
That's what they tell you.
That is what they are saying.
That's what they are saying to you. Most
and I believe them. but no, I don't believe that it's that it's a completely secure system. I think probably the best security is PGP. So if you want to send something with as much security as possible, you should PGP it. If you want to have a conversation that's not easily monitored by the federal government or local police, take it off of Facebook, put it on Signal or Telegram. Signal's apparently better with encryption than Telegram is.
Right.
But nonetheless, I'm sure you've seen the news stories where some alleged terror cell was alleged to have been using Telegram, and so the U.S. government is certainly acting like Telegram is a bad app, because they can't do anything with monitoring that. But no, not interested in Facebook's Messenger at all, and so I'm actually ultimately I'm grateful for this because it means I will be using Facebook less than ever before. So if someone wants to send me a message on Facebook, I'll get it eventually once I've logged into the site on a full desktop or laptop computer and can check my messages. But it is no longer a way to reach me in any kind of short amount of time on a mobile device. I guess I just resent having to continue. If I were to want to be a Facebook user, to continue to install, first it was the Facebook app, then it was Facebook and Messenger, then it was Facebook Messenger and the Pages app. You needed a separate
Pages,
app
Pages too.
Just to monitor the damn Pages that you have
Pages
on Facebook.
App,
you've got that one too?
Yeah, I do. I have that.
And now there's Moments, which is Facebook's Photos app.
Which I gotta
maybe
say,
there's more. I don't even know.
I'm probably not gonna install Moments because I don't even like the way Facebook structures its photos.
It's
you can't
a
put
mess.
You can't put things into albums. It's
no.
terrible.
Facebook
the
sucks.
Only, you know what the only Facebook good image thing is? Instagram.
Oh, they bought that, right?
Oh, yeah, they've owned it for a while. But why isn't Instagram taking over all the photos? That's what they
yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
They should have made.
Why do they need another
app? What they should have done is they should have scrapped their photos entirely, put it all into Instagram. And said,
yeah, that would have made sense.
Made it that, and then that Instagram would be the separate app, but it would be Instagram-based photos, and you would just be able to see people's Instagram feeds on Facebook.
So you could argue that anyone actively using Facebook's auto-sync will have already downloaded Moments. And for those of you just tuning in, Facebook is saying if you don't download our new Pictures app, we're going to delete all your auto-sync photos.
You better download our app or else.
Like the person in the tweet above, it's
your photos.
Entirely possible Facebook will be removing photos that people forgot or didn't realize were synced. But it's still, to say the least, not the kindest of tactics to delete photos when Facebook certainly has the resources to go on storing them. It's blatantly aggressive push, says The Verve, to get people to download Moments, which Facebook seems to be hoping will be its next big app. And it's not the first time Facebook's been aggressive about moving people to another one of its apps. 2 years ago, they removed...
They're going to offer you an app that you can't refuse.
That's pretty... Well, you can refuse it, but it's not a very nice tactic. 2 years ago, they removed Messenger from their core Facebook app, requiring people to download Messenger's own app to keep using it on mobile. And that was an annoying shift for some, but maybe not on quite the same level as what it's doing for Moments. It's not like Facebook would delete your chat account. You, if you are a Facebook user and use their auto-sync feature, you have until July 7th to download either download their new app or download a zip file of your synced photos. Now, presumably, they are still on your phone, right? So if you synced them with Facebook, they're probably all still on your phone, unless you got a new phone or deleted the photos off the phone.
You know, or you could just go into Facebook and approve them.
Let's go to Tim. He's in Wyoming. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Tim.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm glad to hear a little bit of disagreement on the show tonight. It's the lifeblood of Free Talk Live, I think. You guys are,
thanks. It's been fun.
Not you don't have the same viewpoint every night. It's always a good thing. But not that you do. That's not what I mean. But no, has there been a bus camera update tonight? I'm kidding.
What?
He's referring to Sarah from New Mexico calling at least twice now about bus video cameras on public buses.
Yeah,
public
they've been around forever.
No, what he's referring to is Sarah in New Mexico has called twice about it now. So she's called more than once about the same topic. So he's jokingly asking if there has been an update on the bus cameras from Sarah.
Or
no, she called tonight, but it wasn't on that topic.
Anyway. No, I didn't hear the show earlier. No, I was actually going to say, Johnson was reading the report from somewhere, and I noticed you guys were sort of disrespecting Alex Jones's take on things. But
I don't know what his take is on this. I haven't read it yet. I was joking.
I don't know his take either. All I know is that he believes that Michelle Obama is, in fact, a man.
I don't know what his take is. I just am presuming that Alex Jones is going to have a conspiracy theory about the Omar Mateen shooting. Hang on, Tim, if you want to continue on that line of thinking here. Hour number three is on the way. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. What's it like when you inherit millions of dollars? Maybe it's not as good as you think it is. It's Free Talk Live.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption, which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myths for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.